Wow, it's time for another Outside the Box. Today's topic is stay home. I'm constantly discouraged by what I see as policies that don't really get to the root of a problem and therefore are unable to advocate a real solution to it. Take immigration, for example. There's been a resurgence in attitudes against immigrants, not just in the U.S., but in Europe and elsewhere in the overdeveloped world. Those who are native-born are attacking those who have come as immigrants. The simple message to immigrants is, go home. I don't tell those who've come to the U.S. to go home, but I would encourage those who haven't come yet to stay home. If you can live a decent life in your own country. That's because when they get here, they're scapegoated and exploited big time. It's pretty likely that most people who move from their country of origin do so out of desperation, not desire. Sure, there are factors like seeing a new place, getting a new job, the excitement of a different culture or geography, a warmer or cooler climate, and the chance to travel. But most people emigrate because they have to. They're thrown off their land, or can't find a job, or have no opportunities for education, or fear for their lives or a loss of their human rights. Ironically, immigrants often wind up in overdeveloped countries like the U.S. and Europe that contribute to these problems. People who feel threatened by an influx of immigrants usually respond by trying to keep them out or send them back. In the U.S., one strategy is called self-deportation, making it so uncomfortable for immigrants to live here, with or without documents, that they return to their homeland. This obviously doesn't address the real problem, which is the lack of opportunity for immigrants to live a secure and rewarding life in their country of origin. Do we in the U.S. do anything to improve conditions there so people won't feel the pressure to emigrate? Not much that I've been able to find. Does our government support democratic movements in other countries that would reduce or prevent human rights violations? Not unless it's in our so-called self-interest, whatever that means. Do we have trade agreements that bolster the economies of countries like Mexico and India, or regions like Africa, Asia, and Central and South America, where immigrants are coming from? Again, it's primarily what's in the self-interest of the U.S. that matters, not the interests of those countries and their people. Individuals help to build better schools in less developed countries, but the U.S. government rarely does. Our corporations do open factories in other lands, but almost never offer living wages because it hurts their bottom line of profits. Our demands for foods like oranges, minerals like tin, and resources like oil all contribute to people losing their land and their own way of life. It's no wonder so many want to come to the U.S. They just can't make it at home, thanks in part to U.S. foreign policies. Do you think immigrants would be better off if they could stay at home rather than adding to the population and economy of this country? If so, what can you do to enable them to stay in their home countries with more economic and political security? I'm Larry Danziger, wanting to start a stay-at-home campaign with those in other countries.